Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. U.S. media says Trump plans to sign that order today at a vaccine summit at the White House. The New York Times reports that the move comes after the Trump government passed on an offer by Pfizer back in August to buy more doses of its vaccine. But with commitments to other countries, Pfizer now may not be able to provide more of its vaccine to the United States until mid-next year.
Now, both Pfizer and Moderna have said that they will not attend the White House vaccine event. It comes ahead of the U.S. FDA meeting on Thursday to consider Pfizer and BioNTech's application for emergency use of their vaccine. The expectations are approval will come shortly after, with inoculations planned to start before the year is out.
Approval of a coronavirus vaccine could not come sooner for the U.S., which continues to reel from mounting infections, with California among the latest hotspots. The Sunshine State has imposed a strict stay-at-home order for the southern and central areas.
Well, they're hopeful that the move will ease the load on hospitals that are grappling to cope with a spike in cases, as state authorities have blamed Thanksgiving gatherings for the latest crisis. More than 80% of the California's population in lockdown, there's been a backlash, with some local police saying they won't enforce the order.
We know that these various restrictions are a hardship for people. It's not what we expected at this time of year. But we know some of them are required to make sure we get through the surge as quickly as possible and saving as many lives and preventing as many infections as we possibly can.
Meanwhile, the top U.S. infectious diseases expert is warning of another surge of cases after Christmas, even as officials tackle the spike from Thanksgiving. Speaking at the Milken Institute's Future of Health Summit, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the impact may be more challenging given the Christmas-New Year holidays are over a longer period.
When you're talking about Christmas, generally you start a few days before Christmas, the 22nd, the 23rd. You go through Christmas and Hanukkah. You go through the week between Christmas and New Year's. And then you have another celebration on New Year's. That extends that vulnerable period by two or three times what you do in Thanksgiving. That's the reason why the Christmas issue bothers me even more than Thanksgiving.
Well, the U.S. remains the worst hit by COVID-19. The daily cases have been topping 200,000, and that's pushed the overall caseload to nearly 15 million, with well over 283,000 deaths.
Let's delve into this with Simon Marks. He joins us now live from Washington, D.C. Simon, it appears as though the Trump administration is trying to fix a mistake that it made when it comes to how it's handled vaccine supplies. And we know both Pfizer and Moderna, they're both not attending Tuesday's vaccine summit at the White House. So what is this executive order going to achieve?
Well, Teresa, that is a very big question here in Washington, D.C. tonight. It is becoming increasingly apparent that there may be a problem in terms of the Trump administration's ability to secure sufficient vaccines for the United States. After those reports, initially published by the New York Times, then confirmed by other media organizations here, that over the summer, the White House was offered additional doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine while it was still a candidate vaccine and turned down the offer. In the intervening months, Pfizer and BioNTech has made all sorts of commitments to all sorts of other countries. There is a finite amount of their vaccine available, and multiple news organizations here are now reporting that the United States may struggle to get its hands on more than the original 100 million doses of the vaccine that the White House ordered. This all comes amid tension that already existed between President Trump and Pfizer over the president's claim that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had grown out of his Operation Warp Speed program. The companies insisted that wasn't the case. They had developed the vaccine, they said, independent of Operation Warp Speed. Moderna was part of that US government program and secured financing for the development of its vaccine from the US government and the Trump administration. But what this potential executive order that the president is planning to sign, sort of commanding these vaccine companies to provide stocks to the United States first beyond other countries, whether that has any legal weight or any kind of authority is a very open question here. I mean, these executive orders that President Trump and before him Barack Obama have signed tend to be more of a flourish of symbolism rather than anything that has real legal teeth. So it's very hard to see what the impact of this is going to be. And I think we're going to be in for days of questioning of the White House about why they turned down the opportunity to secure additional supplies over the summer. And this may well lead to congressional hearings here.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for that update. That was Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. for us.